headphones on yet. She doesn't have her headphones on yet. Can she hear me?
Did you turn the mics on?
Can you hear me?
Oh, well, sure, Michelle. As long as you feel ready to start the show, you can go ahead and turn the microphone
on.
She
can't hear anything that's happening.
As long as you feel good about it, that's all that matters.
You know what's really annoying? When people say, it's all happening. Like in
says that
the girl in that movie, the movie about the bands where they sing Tiny Dancer on the bus.
Almost Famous?
Yes. It's all happening. All the groupies are always saying, it's all happening. It's all happening. And it's like, what's happening? You're getting stuffed by something.
Are you allowed to say that? I don't think you can.
Oh, no.
Like, wait, what? That's how we're going to roll tonight?
No, I'm
into it.
I think I bleeped it.
Oh,
I think I believe.
God.
Oh no! I thought. Oh man.
Oh my God.
Wait. I think it's fine. It's code. It's coded. It's coded. Coded, not coated.
That was extra.
I'm sorry, Ken.
I loved it. It's about time you said something inappropriate on the air.
Yeah, it's about time. That never happens. Hey, welcome to Shut Up Weirdo, everybody. Sorry, wait. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh my God. What is happening?
Here we go. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Hey, everyone. It's 6:2015 minutes. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. It's Friday. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
That's better.
Yeah, that's beer number three.
Listen, Andy's out of town. I'm partying. Can you open this for me? You jerk off.
Talk about
who knows what he's doing?
Talk about the show.
This show?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
More about how it's Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, the best station ever.
No, it's warm now. Do we need to tell them about it?
Oh. No.
Okay.
We do need to tell them, thanks for pledging in the marathon, and if you did not get your e-bill yet, and you made an unpaid pledge, we sent out paper bills via snail mail today. So listen, I need everyone to pay their bill. Stop obsessing about the pencil because I'm talking. And then pick the swag.
Yeah, but you're not talking to me.
Pick the swag, and when you pick the swag,
oh, Michelle, this isn't the time for you to be assistant general manager, whatever the hell you are.
Everyone's supposed to thank people.
Oh my God.
All right, pay your bill, pick your swag. Thanks for donating.
There you go. Thanks.
Anytime.
What are you eating for dinner?
Nothing.
Oh, you're going to the show.
Because I gained so much weight.
Hey, everyone, call us. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, Michelle, you announce it today.
No, because I announced it wrong.
No, I announced it wrong.
Okay. I guess I'm ready.
Go.
Tonight's topic is, what's your favorite movie ever?
We would like to reiterate the ever.
Ever.
Right. So we're reiterating.
What's your favorite movie ever?
Right.
Okay. Do you think they've got it?
Like it changed your life. Like if it didn't exist, you don't know who you'd be.
Oh.
You don't know what you'd be doing. Where would you live?
Thank you, Ralph Macchio and the Karate Kid.
You're welcome. Remember, hello and welcome to Movie Phone.
Yeah.
I think they got bought by, like, Movie Pass or something for, like, $15 million, which brought me to the question, does Movie Phone still exist?
Do you have a Movie Pass?
No, but the girls at work do it. The
so
millennials.
So do Matt and Olivia.
The millennials at the office do
the
it.
The youngs love that Movie Pass.
I'm going to see Black Panther tomorrow.
Oh, you are? I heard it's good. 3D?
No.
Whatever. Who are you going with?
Babs.
Fun. You gonna do some edibles before you go?
Probs.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Who's got the edibles?
Babs.
Tell her thanks for sharing.
I hope Babs' parents don't listen.
201-209-9368. Tonight we would like to know,
what's your favorite movie
ever?
You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org. I burped. And clicking on the playlist and comments link.
You're an animal. You're a disgusting animal.
Did you hear it?
That was so gross.
I did it in the microphone.
If I make myself burp, I'll throw up.
I didn't make myself burp. I just had to burp.
Girl.
Why is the band leaving already?
Because I told them to unload in front and then drive their car in the back. But if the guy who was engineering them was here, they could let him in the back. But I think they drove the van around the back.
So it's your fault.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
perfect at my job.
That's what you're saying.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying, dude. Take it back.
Well, the reason they have to reload is because you told them to.
No, I said you can drop your stuff off in the front and then park your van in the back.
Then why are they taking their stuff from... It doesn't really matter. But what? I'm so confused.
Well, you don't understand.
I don't understand the complexities of bringing your drum kit out to the radio station door. You're right, I don't. I would have no idea what that's like.
You wouldn't have no idea.
I wouldn't have no idea.
Nope.
Oh, look, now they're coming back.
Should I yell at them from outside?
No, because it won't be funny because we won't be able to hear it in here.
Mm. If someone tells a joke outside and the weirdos aren't there to hear it, is it funny?
Nope.
Got it.
201-209-9368. I just don't like...
What?
I don't want to.
You don't want to what?
Answer the phone.
You have to. It's a call-in talk show.
Technically, we don't have to. It's free form.
It's true.
And we can do whatever we want.
True.
Like, we can play music right now if we want to.
Nah, let's take a call.
Fine.
You'll be able to make fun of people. You love that.
I do. Hi, you're on the radio. What can I make fun of you about?
Ooh.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hey. Hi, just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. It's hard to say ever because there's so many good movies, but if I had to really think about it and say my favorite movie ever is The Natural.
Is what?
The Natural.
The Natural?
What's that?
The boxing one?
No, that's the baseball one with Robert Redford and Glenn Close.
Field of Dreams?
No, that's with... what's his face?
Field of Dreams? Isn't that the one about baseball with the field and the
Kevin
cheesy guy?
Kevin Costner?
No, not that one.
Oh.
The one with Robert Redford and Glenn Close. Robert Redford, he's like this baseball player.
We don't really want to
hear. Yeah,
we don't really want to hear what the movie's about.
In any case, the point is, it's kind of about redemption and getting a second chance and, discovering that what you really want
to
see
is
not always what you think it is.
How many times have you seen it?
Oh, I don't know. A bunch of times. I also like War Games. I've seen War Games a lot.
That's a good
kind
one.
I'm silly. That's a little kid movie.
How is someone going to win this show?
What snack do you eat while you're watching your movies?
Good question.
Thanks.
I usually don't eat anything when I watch movies.
Oh, God. Goodbye, Ted.
Bye, Ted.
Sorry,
bye, Ted.
Not a food.
Have a good one.
I love eating during a movie.
I like drinking.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's a given. I like bringing in a little tiny thing of rum or whiskey and getting a frozen Coke and then dumping it in there.
Good girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud.
Been doing that since 10th grade.
That's delicious. Well done, Michelle.
Thank you.
I approve. Hi, you're on the radio.
I like My favorite movie is The Murder on the Orient Express.
What?
Murder on the Orient Express.
Which one's that one? The problem is I don't know anything about movies. Do you?
You don't?
I mean, I'm sure I've seen it. I just never remember. I gotta Google them all. I'm sure I saw it.
I don't think you've seen
it. Is this the train one?
It was with Agatha Christie.
Yeah, it's like an old.
Yeah, I saw it. I took a film class when I was at NYU. Huh.
There you go.
Huh. You know.
Okay. Thanks for calling, lady.
Bye.
Have a good one, sister. What's yours, Michelle?
I told you.
Well, you have to tell them.
But I have so many. Can I say five?
No, what's wrong with you? It has to be your favorite movie ever.
Fight Club Heather's Full Fight Club Heather's Full Metal Jacket.
Cheater, 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 cheater.
I'm allowed to cheat. It's my show.
No, you have to pick one. Can't expect people to follow your rules if you don't follow them yourself.
I can, actually.
Mm-mm.
Full Metal Jacket. Fight Club. Heathers. 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 Heathers.
Okay, Heathers is your favorite movie. Now, what's your favorite guilty pleasure movie? I'll give you this so that you can say two.
You'll give me two?
Uh-huh. Guilty pleasure.
Ugh. Well, you know my first one is Silver Linings Playbooks.
Okay, so that's it. That's two. Heathers and Silver Linings Playbooks.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to make me do two embarrassing ones.
No, one embarrassing one and one good one. Which one's the embarrassing one? The Silver Linings. Hell yeah.
Although I did enjoy Pitch Perfect a couple weeks ago.
You do watch The Voice now.
You know why?
Why?
Because Alicia Keys is zen as hell and she's my new spirit animal.
She doesn't wear makeup.
She's my spirit animal. She's always like making people feel better with her chill vibes. There's no chill vibes here.
With her chill vibes?
Yeah. Because people here have no chill. You see how uptight station manager Ken is.
Yeah, but he smokes pot.
Ugh, doesn't matter.
I'm chill.
You're chill now. You're not as chill as Alicia Keys, dude.
Well, no one's as chill as Alicia Keys. Tell me that when I'm walking out of my house without makeup on.
She's so nice to the contestants, telling them she's going to help them flourish and all that stuff. Kelly Clarkson, she's got a real sense of humor.
I love me a Kelly Clarkson song. Okay, should we answer? Mine is Hustle and Flow.
That's your favorite embarrassing one. What's your favorite
good one? No, that's my favorite good one. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's real good.
Okay. It's about hip-hop and dancing?
No, it's about hip-hop.
Is that the one where, like, a white girl falls in love?
No, it's about a rapper trying to come up in the game.
Is it about Tupac Shakur, who I love?
No, it's not about Tupac Shakur. It's a fictional story.
All right, I'll have to try.
Set in Memphis.
Ooh.
It's very, very, very good. I have
the DVD. When was the last time you saw it?
And I will let you borrow it.
When was the last time you saw it?
Probably a couple months ago.
I don't have a DVD player.
I haven't memorized.
It's probably on Prime.
Shruti dragged me to see it, and I was so mad. I was like, I do not want to watch this movie. And then I was like, that was incredible, and that's my favorite movie of all time.
All right, all right.
My favorite embarrassing movie is...
Also Hustle and Flow. Please don't do that to the cord.
No, it's not also Hustle and Flow. Maybe you're embarrassed, but I am not. Dirty Dancing.
I hate that movie so much.
I just watched it when I was a young lady. Don't do that.
You really shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't either.
Yes, I should.
No, you shouldn't.
You're going to break it.
I'm pretty sure it's fine.
You're going to ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it.
I can't do this anymore. Neither can I. Answer a phone.
Why, you don't want to hang out with me? We get along so well.
Do you think I want to hang out with you?
Yes, absolutely. I think you wait all week till Friday so you can hang out with
That's
me.
That's why I never call you.
That was mean. But also, I guess I don't call you either.
Yeah, it's not like you're dying to hang out with me.
I'm definitely not. Hi, you're on the radio. Please hang out with us so we don't have to talk to each other.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Okay, how are you?
All right. I guess my favorite movie is pretty much anything to do with haunted houses.
That's not a... That's not a movie.
That's a genre.
Well, okay, The Haunted. It was made for TV on Fox.
A made for TV
movie. Back in 1991. When we bought our house back in 1990, we had a lot of experiences with a lot of haunted stuff.
We thought it was going to be good.
And, you know, for example, I'd be working in the backyard, nobody would be home, and I would see somebody watching me through the window. I'd go in the house, nobody would be there. I'd see a little girl walking around the house.
Scary.
And when we did a little research, we found out that the homeowner committed suicide, and the wife died in a plane crash. We had a lot of, you know, a lot of weird stuff happen.
Weird.
And we had the house blessed, and ever since we had it blessed, it, you know, kind of stopped. We'd have, the TV would come on and off, the computer we'd have shut off, and it would turn on by itself. So I guess if I had to pick it was a TV series, though. It was called The Haunted.
Okay, thanks for calling, sir. Good luck with your haunted house.
A TV series isn't a movie.
Nope. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Aliens?
Yeah.
God?
No. You?
Yes, yes, yes.
Shocking.
No, it's not.
The last yes is shocking.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. A little bit.
Okay.
It is for me. Stop fighting with me.
Who says that?
I'm saying that to you right now.
Why? Well, I'm not fighting with you.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, it's not. Like.
But I don't. It's not shocking.
It is to me.
But you already knew that about me.
I don't think I did.
Oh, well, I think you did.
Did I? Must have forgotten.
Stop fighting with me.
I'm not. I'm asking a question.
I like your sweater.
Oh, now you're trying to be nice.
No, I just didn't think I'd like it, and I do.
You didn't think you would like my sweater? Is this your way of complimenting me?
Yes. When I walked in, I thought...
Every time I wear the sweater, you tell me you like the sweater.
I know, but when I walked in the room, I was like, huh. And now I'm realizing I like it.
As opposed to the last time you saw it where you said you liked it?
I don't remember everything you wear.
Okay. So that, thank you.
Exactly.
Thanks, Michelle. That's nice.
You're welcome.
That's how I feel.
Why? 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 Why?
We need a better topic. Do we have anything?
No.
Oh, my God.
We have the candy bar one.
Well, yeah, what's your favorite candy bar? I mean, I don't think I can spend the rest of the show listening to people's sitcom faves when the topic is what's your favorite movie.
It was a made-for-TV cereal.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
I don't know.
I'm crying.
I am, too.
Okay. Let's get it together.
Okay, okay. Okay, I have it together. Get Alicia Keys' spirit inside you.
Get Zen, girl.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hey, Michelle. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome.
What's your favorite movie? Ever.
What?
I picked out a boat for you.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
It's a Four Winds. It's about 16 foot. It's got a 50 horse Johnson. I'm going to paint it up, make it nice.
Are you going to pay for insurance and the marina
fee? Michelle, we can use it when we take the summer off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If we ever take the summer off, we'll do that.
No, we are.
I mean, if you ever want to do a weekend, you can always take that boat out to the big boat. We have a big boat that we keep.
Do you watch movies on your boat? And if so, what's your favorite movie?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, my God.
Best movie ever.
That's hilarious.
I hate that movie.
People still like that?
Well, that movie's, you know, not kid, funny.
We used to, we were like, we had the words. What do you call that?
Who's we?
We used to sit there and freaking watch it back to back to back. We were a bunch of little freaks.
Who's we?
But it was fun. Me and a bunch of people in my youth group from church.
Hmm.
Back when I did that stuff.
When I like was in a youth group, all we did was make out with each other.
Cool.
It kind of was.
Especially at church camp. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We used to go on retreats. It was not. My mom thought she was sending me away for a godly weekend.
I hooked up with a girl at one of my church retreats, and I'm not going to say her name, but she had a very interesting name.
How about her first name?
No, he just said it's very interesting.
Beth. But it's her last name, so I'm not going to...
Oh, okay.
But when I got home, I said, yeah, I hooked up with this really pretty girl. She was awesome. And I told them her name, and they're like, oh, come on, you're lying. And for years, they used to make fun of me about that. And one day, I was going through my stuff, and I found the book that everybody signs, like, the book from the weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, here's a picture of her, and here's what she wrote. And he's like, dude, you weren't lying. For, like, years, my friends all thought that I made that story up. A little in your face.
Okay.
All right, Scott.
Have a good one.
You too.
What if everyone calls up and they just say the first name of the person they went to third base with?
Which one's third base?
Downstairs.
Okay. It's better than what's your favorite movie?
I don't remember.
Clay.
It's a terrible idea.
Why?
I don't know.
All you have to do is say a name.
What if you don't remember?
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
How did you describe Jennifer Lawrence earlier?
I don't know.
Dancing.
Dancer.
Dancing anxious slut. It was the best.
I didn't describe her as that.
In the movie.
In Silver Linings Playbooks.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're correct.
Should we workshop topics?
Yeah, this is bad. This is, like, killing me.
Okay, well, what do you think is better?
I would honestly rather talk about anything else, like, what sandwich do you like, than this. How about...
What sandwich do you like?
I like a grilled cheese. I like a peanut butter and jelly.
Really? A peanut butter and jelly?
I love me a bagel sandwich with some turkey and some Swiss and some mayo.
Hmm.
Ooh, I'm gonna have one of those for dinner.
I invented a sandwich once.
You invented it? Aren't all, like, made-to-order sandwiches invented?
This one's, like, a real creative sandwich.
Tell us more.
Okay. 7-second delay did this topic, though.
What?
Talk about a sandwich you invented.
Okay, then we shouldn't do it.
Okay.
Queams on the comments board says, who haven't I gone to third base with?
What's the topic?
I don't know, because we need to think of a new one, because I refuse to hear someone else's favorite movie.
Okay. What were some of the ones on the back burner from your phone?
I don't have my phone on me.
What
age would you be if you could be any age? That was on there.
Knowing what you know now or not knowing what you know now?
Knowing what you know now.
Knowing what you know now.
Knowing what I know now, I would choose to be in college.
Yeah, I was going to probably say 21.
It's the best. What about not knowing what you know now? I feel like everyone would just be a kid, no?
Dead.
Oh my God, Michelle, what's wrong with you?
The human condition.
My therapist texted me this week.
What'd she say? Miss ya.
What are you doing?
I probably shouldn't have said where she is.
Did you just dump yourself?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought that was TMI.
I don't think so. You're not, like, giving out her phone number. Hi, you're on the radio.
You two are so freaking adorable.
Thanks.
My favorite movie is Wild in the Streets.
What about that movie about the one where he's like, Warriors? The Warriors?
Yeah, come out and play.
Yeah, that movie's good.
Mm-hmm. You know, Wild in the Streets and back in 68 where Christopher Jones, he's Max Frost, and he gets...
Is he stoned?
He lowers the voting age to 14. He gets elected president.
Oh, yeah.
He sentences everybody over 30 to concentration camps where they have to take LSD. And Shelley Winters is his mom. They had a hit song, Max Frost and the Troopers.
I feel like I do know that movie. Did we watch that movie somewhere?
You and I?
No.
Richard Pryor.
Then who are you talking to right now?
I guess I did mean you.
I don't think I saw it with you.
Huh. Okay, thanks for calling, buddy.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
What was that movie we saw with Kirsten Wiig?
Oh, I love that movie.
She wins a lottery or something.
Yeah, and then she's like me, because in that movie she regulates her mood with a high-protein diet.
Yeah, that's why. 201-209-9368. What's your favorite movie?
Ever. I know you just insulted me.
I'm just getting you back.
I do love that movie.
I know you do.
Oh my god, I love that movie. What's that movie
called?
It is a good movie. What's it called?
I don't remember.
Oh, like, it's so good.
I can't remember for the
movie. Welcome to Me.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, because she starts a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. I think this is a great topic, I gotta say.
Really?
I'm not
enjoying it.
People are not as open-minded as they should be.
Okay, tell us more.
Well, you know, each movie is like a unique entity and an integer.
Okay, well, no, don't tell us too much. We don't need...
Okay, yeah. Well, Michelle, did you know that there's going to be a sequel to The Karate Kid?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's Ralph Macchio. And
he's like the dad or something now?
No, and the blonde, the leader of Cobra Kai.
No way.
Yeah, YouTube produced.
Okay, I will look that up.
It's coming.
Johnny? Johnny from the Cobra Kai?
It's Cobra Kai versus Daniel LaRusso, and they're all, like, middle-aged.
That sounds amazing.
Not good.
It's Matt, right?
This is Matt. Hey, how you doing?
Matt from Gig Talk on Thursday nights.
Yeah, you were doing some Gig Talk before.
We were?
Yeah, you were talking about a band moving equipment.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is our show, not yours. What's your favorite
movie?
I'm just kidding, Matt. What is your favorite movie?
I would say my favorite movie is Back to the Future 2.
2? Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Why 2?
2 gets into the meta relationships of temporality.
Hmm.
So Marty sees himself as himself in the past, in the moment, playing Johnny B. Goode, revolutionizing rock and roll. Which, for me, to see him in the first one was kind of probably the first moment of liftoff for thinking about music as my future.
Huh.
I like the way he talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first one gets you interested, and then the second one shows that there's more than one perspective.
All right, that's a good answer.
Yeah, I think movies should give you more than one perspective.
And how high are you when you watch it?
Well,
I like that diabolical laugh.
It was, I wasn't elevated at 8 years old.
Oh, I thought you were born elevated.
Perhaps. I mean, you know, who knows where my genes came from.
True.
How elevated they were.
All right, we got to go because we have a full-ass board.
Whoa, well, keep it up.
All right, thanks for calling, Matt. Have a good one. Send me that link.
Yeah.
All right. Not to my phone. The thing I hate the most.
God, you are so bossy.
The thing I hate the most is when people send me links via text to my phone.
I'm going
to
send you 55
and they're
of them
like,
tonight.
Watch this video.
I'm going to send you so many tonight. I'm going to go home.
Delete.
And
delete,
I'm just going to send you
delete,
links.
Delete.
You're going to miss out on
delete,
life.
I'm not. I don't need
maybe
to see that
so
cat
good.
Meme.
I'm going to send you puppies and
delete.
Kitties and flowers and sex.
It's like a nightmare. When I get a text that says, watch this video, it's a goddamn nightmare. It's a living hell. What, you like that? It's because you have an iPhone.
No, but people don't do that to me.
Ugh.
Who does that to you?
It's rude. It's borderline harassment.
No, but, like, really, who does that? It's like, you should stop being friends with the person who continues Matt, to send you...
Matt does that.
Matt Warwick?
No, Matt, who just called.
Oh, him.
But I've told him. I was like, please do not send me links to my phone. I think it's a microaggression.
I would, like, yeah, I don't remember the last time I clicked on a link someone sent me.
So rude. Microaggression. Franny found the most beautiful pencil in the world.
It's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
I'm keeping it. 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. We don't really know what's going on. I don't think we really care.
I know I don't.
I definitely don't. So let's just keep doing this,
sure.
I guess.
Why not? All right.
Yo, you're on the radio. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you. I'm definitely going to
see Wyoming. Oh, dear God.
Your movie is probably so annoying. What is it?
My movie is The Heiress. Everyone should see it because it is so... There's no good guy or bad guy. It is, I'll just summarize, the inevitable conflicts that arise from us all having separate situations in life. But see it. It's The Heiress, 1948, Olivia de Havilland, Montgomery
1948.
Clift, Ralph Richardson.
I'll get on that.
It's great music. Just see it and be prepared to get choked up and to get angry and frustrated and say, you know, I
splash?
See everyone's position. Everyone's point. No one's good. No one's bad. They're all, it's just inevitable.
Okay, thanks for calling.
But is anyone a mermaid who grows legs?
I hung up on her. Someone on the comments board was like, I'm dying to know what Know-It-All's favorite movie is.
Now you know.
Worst topic ever.
You know what? Worst topic ever, not worst show ever. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's like on the bottom of the barrel.
Really?
No?
No. No.
Well, we have gotten to a place where even when the topics are bad, we somehow manage to, like, see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. But, yeah, that has happened somehow.
It's still so bright out. Summer's the best. What?
Uh-huh.
201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. We're probably not going to have a winner tonight.
This is the list.
No
it's
one's
empty.
On it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girls. Thank God you answered. I'm half in the bag already.
What's up?
Okay, my favorite movie. It's a foreign one. Hopefully I won an award for this one. And it's directed by Lena Wertmuller. She does great movies. It's called Soto Soto. Loosely translated, it means, hey, let's keep this quiet.
Ooh, I like that title.
Yeah, and it stars Giancarlo Giannini, who was, like, absolutely gorgeous in his day. But anyhow, it's this guy who's going through his middle-age crisis. He's got a gorgeous wife, and she's always watching these Ingmar Bergman films. And he's trying everything. He's shaving his beard, new hairstyle, trying to get her interested. And one night they have this fantastic sex on the balcony. And
love it.
Long story short, he thinks she's in love with another man. He finds out she's in love with her best friend, who's a woman.
Ooh.
And he goes out and he gets totally drunk, you know, like in this court.
What's it called again?
And his friends come along to try to help him home.
I've
and
seen
he
this.
Starts screaming, Dona sono zoccola. All women are whores. He's like so wrecked up because bad enough he thought she was
so
in love with another
right
man or having an affair. It was her best friend, and it totally destroyed him. But it was a great film.
What was the movie?
Great. Soto Soto.
Soto Soto.
Soto Soto. by Lena Wertmuller. Lena Wertmuller directed, I think she's still alive, and she directed some great
Have films. You ever had sex on a balcony?
Yeah, sex on a balcony, yeah.
Have you ever had sex on a balcony?
Not bad, but, you know, once
you
I had sex on the hood of my 88 Thunderbird.
No, you didn't.
Let's talk about that.
Wait.
Overlooking the Bishop's House in Pennsylvania.
Damn, that sounds awesome. How old were you?
Okay, hey, girls, great job. Have a great life.
Oh, no. I want to hang out with her.
Have you ever had sex outside?
Bye, Ken. No.
Yes, you have.
Yes, I have. Camping. Over a bench.
What do you mean over a bench?
Like on a bench.
Draw a picture.
Like a campsite bench with like seats on the side.
Oh, like that.
Look at that picture.
That doesn't look like sex.
That sucks. This is a bench. This is a bench,
mm-hmm.
And this is a table, and this is a bench, and this is a girl, and this is a boy. See that? That's a boy part.
Oh, I see that. I got it.
Have you ever had sex outside?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course you have.
What does that mean?
Because you're wild and free.
It's true, I am. Not as many times as I would have liked, though. And like
I
having
have sex in the rain, outside
in a snowstorm.
No, outside in the rain.
Warm rain or cold rain?
Warm rain. Warm rain.
Standing up.
Sure.
What's like the surrounding? Is it? Are
the
you
Grand
on
Grand Canyon?
Oh well, there you go. Well, actually, no. I don't think you'd be able to.
It doesn't rain there.
Too many
it's a
people
desert.
And too many people are around.
It's also a desert.
The rainforest. Oh, I think I had sex in a rainforest. Parking lot. I know.
Park.
No. Oh. Front
beach?
What's it? Front porch.
You had sex on your front porch?
Yeah.
What if people walked by?
Lucky them.
Or unlucky. You dirty girl.
No, I'm not.
That's some dirty stuff.
No, it's not.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I wasn't naked.
Hey, it's Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Ian, we sent you a shirt. Oh, The Wiz?
No, They Live.
Oh, because The Wiz was going to be on the list. That's a great answer. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I was going to put you on the list.
Oh, man. That's a great movie, though.
We sent you a shirt today.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Cool.
They Live.
I do have a guilty pleasure movie, though.
What is it?
It's Tommy Boy.
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
No,
just Chris Farley.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
David Spade. David Spade?
Yeah, it's one of those Chris Farley, David Spade movies.
Chris Farley I like.
Yeah. Holy shnikes.
All right, Ian. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye. Maybe he'll come volunteer.
There's a weird person on the comments.
Ooh, what are they saying?
Someone named Aquatic Angela Lemaire.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying the weirdest stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. She just said Franny had sex at the DMV. Like what? I don't
get it.
Me either. That's what I'm saying.
Because you're a bad driver and that's the only way you could get your license?
I don't know. But I was a good driver. I just don't like driving. And how dare you say that after I got in an accident last weekend?
I'm sorry.
You're so insensitive.
You weren't driving.
It still was traumatizing. My whole life changed. Now I'm going to have a baby.
Oh.
You seem sad.
How did that change your mind?
I don't know. I could die tomorrow. I might as well just live my life. What am I waiting for?
I thought you didn't want one anymore.
I do want one now. I'm going to have one.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You should start now, though.
Already did. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi.
Awesome. How are you?
Happy to hear from you.
Yeah, these other people are boring.
Yeah, thank God you called.
All right. I have so many of them. Young Frankenstein, I could watch it a million times. But I got to say, and you guys brought it up in the beginning, and you said movies that made an impression on your life, or in other words, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wuthering Heights, you got to admit. And Jane Eyre.
Nah.
Yeah.
Classics.
They're classics. Those books are good.
Okay, how about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah, of course. That's a classic.
That is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great one. It's Nurse Ratched. There are a lot of them out there. But anyway, okay, I tried.
Okay, thanks for trying.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Have a good one.
If she can't make this topic good, no one can.
I know, it's like I'm so over it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Jez.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too shabby. I'm listening to your, like, show right now, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, movies. Dude, my favorite movie is My Fair Lady.
Really? With,
like, Audrey Hepburn and everything.
Weird.
It's so weird. Dude, have you seen that movie?
It's, like, corny, though.
It's so sweet, though.
It is corny, though.
Don't they, like, sing and wear frilly skirts?
Like, she goes into this hole.
You always curse. We have to hang up on you when you curse.
Hi, you're on the radio.
My favorite movie is Only Love Is Left Alive.
Oh, my God. I can't deal with this.
Thanks for calling. Let's just do as many as possible.
We don't have that many.
201-201.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is James and the Giant Peach.
Cool. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite movie?
They Live, but
sweet. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite movie?
Big.
Oh, that's a good one. Wait, hold on.
Right on. Yes,
you're on the list.
Oh, okay. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
What's your name, weirdo?
My name is Adam.
Adam, you're on the list with Big. Listen at the end of the hour. Have a good one. Call us 201-209-9368. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite. Oh.
No.
Do it again.
What's your favorite movie ever? Hi, you're on the radio.
The Ten Commandments.
Ooh, great. Awful. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Sex and the City 2.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite movie? You're on the radio. All right, sucker.
Chicken.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite movie?
Annie Hall.
Oh, God. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite movie?
I thought the whole show would be ladies calling in saying Shawshank Redemption.
I kind of wish it was.
That makes me laugh.
That would have been amazing.
Half the women I know say that's their favorite movie.
Or Forrest Gump.
Oh, Andy got mad at me last week.
Why?
When I said that his favorite movie was Forrest, he was like, it's not my favorite movie, but I do like it.
People love Shawshank Redemption. It's good.
I mean, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
You know, when you're like a teenager and you're stoned and you watch Shawshank Redemption, it makes some mark.
Yeah, you're like, I'd rather be watching Pulp Fiction.
Which, by the way, has been on TV a lot, and I watched
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, and Kill Bill.
So good.
Kill Bill is so good.
It's so good.
I was like, I tried so hard to stay up to watch all of them, and I passed out
so
hard.
I have the DVDs.
Oh, can I borrow them?
You may.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, can I ask you a question about Chicken Buddies?
Sure. We will answer any question about Chicken Buddies.
Yes, what?
Is it like a slider, but it's with the chicken breast?
Yes. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
You get four on a skewer.
And it has pickles.
Okay, so it's like an appetizer? You get four of
them? It's not an appetizer because you eat the whole...
You could get nachos and Chicken Buddies.
Yeah. Like, okay. I'll eat a plate of Chicken Buddies.
And where's the place in Brooklyn you get them?
It's called El Cortez. Is this an ad?
Yeah.
El Cortez?
Do you work there or something?
Yeah, do you work? Sorry, the bartender?
Okay, no, but it sounded so good when you talked.
They're so good.
I had a follow-up.
You also have to get the nachos and also get the piña colada.
No, no, no. Don't get the piña colada. Get the flor de muertos.
Oh, I want to go right now.
Get the flor de muertos. It's so...
I know, they sound so good. I have to get over there.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
You know, if you rearrange the letters in Chicken Buddy, it spells out Ken dies.
That's so effing weird that you figured that out, that I don't even know what to do right now. Like, I think I should let it go, but at the same time, you just said that.
It does, though, right?
You... I don't, you know, I don't know if I'll be back next week. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls, I have a good favorite movie.
I can't wait to hear it.
Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, good one.
John Voight.
Yeah. I made Andy watch this.
That is good.
Cara, what a great movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Good one, yes.
That's New York, old New York. We're seedy.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
42nd Street, New York.
Yep. All right, good one. Right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
League of Their Own. That's one. That's my one of my embarrassing faves.
Well, you know what?
I know the song. Do you want me to sing it?
Yeah, but after I tell you that I hate Tom Hanks. Sing.
What?
I hate Tom Hanks.
But he's like, if I had to pick an actor who I wanted to be my dad, it would be him.
Ugh.
We're the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far. We've got Canadians, Irish ones, and Swedes. We're all for one. We're one for all. We're all American. I can keep going, but I won't.
Please? No. There's more?
Oh, there's more. There's a whole other verse.
What's the other verse?
No.
Come on, man.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man.
Mm-mm.
You did that one. Why won't you keep going?
And there's a limit to my nerd.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Listen, you know what? I've had enough with your passive-aggressive BS comments.
That
tonight.
Wasn't passive-aggressive.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm actually annoyed.
Why?
You gotta stop
that
with
was
that.
A joke.
Someone called you out last week on the comments board saying you're rude as hell to me now that you started working here.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, it's true.
Not since I started working here.
Yeah. Mm. Hi, you're on the radio. Welcome to Michelle's show.
Oh, that's,
hey, Michelle.
That's really bitchy.
2001 A Space Odyssey.
That's really rude.
Mm. 2001 Space Odyssey. How about that one, Michelle? Really?
What do you think?
I don't know. It's okay. I know that people love it, though.
Can't
yeah,
deny Kubrick.
Yeah, makes you feel like you're in space.
You can't deny Kubrick.
If that's I had to pick right. a Kubrick, though, I'd pick the one with the,
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
everyone?
One.
Nope.
What would you... Oh, well, you already picked yours. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Has anyone said Apocalypse Now?
No, but that's a good one. But again, it's like all those movies, I only like half of them.
Hmm. That is a good one, though.
How about Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
People have been calling in with honestly the worst movies.
Taxi Driver's a great movie.
No, no, this is a good call. That's what I'm saying. People have been calling in with the worst movies.
Well, there's only 5 minutes left.
So that means we can only get really good ones at the end?
No, I'm just saying it's almost
like
over.
Like Steel Magnolias.
That's a good one.
I actually like that movie. All right, buddy, have a good one.
Take care, ladies.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I love my dead gay son.
Heather's reference.
It's good.
Thank you.
Awesome. It's good. Well done. Well done. Hi, you're on the radio.
Evening. Thanks for getting through to Michelle's show. Jan Sankmeyer's Little Otique.
Wait, what?
Little Otique. It's a Czech surrealist director duo with his wife. Great guy. You should look. Jan Sankmeyer. If you Google him, you can find his early art school stuff, but it's a full-length feature on a Czech folk story about...
I'll check that out.
...child appetite.
Guys who go to art school really are prolific. I'm just teasing.
No, I
believe you know, that it's
Michelle,
good.
No, do you know Jan Sankmeyer?
I don't.
The library has it, surely.
I don't.
Surely.
I'll look it up.
Surely.
Yeah. Just truly.
Sure.
Truly.
Oh, truly.
Let's agree.
Yes. Okay. Have a good one. Surely.
Wait, I want to say something.
What? Say it.
Coming up next, there's a really special Put the Needle on the Record. It's a live video cast, which is a really difficult to do, so I hope everyone will tune in to Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam, who is doing a video simulcast version of his show.
Ooh!
Ustream. So you can find it on the homepage. You can click on it. And there's a bunch of video clips with music from Philharmonic, Turntable Orchestra, Dr. Octagon. You like Dr. Octagon. And Cut Chemist.
I do like
Coming up next.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I just want to tell you that my favorite movie is Nacho Libre.
Wait, what?
Is that where Jack Black is the wrestler?
I think so.
Yeah.
How is that your favorite movie? A beautiful movie.
Watch it. It's honestly beautiful.
Okay.
The scenery, everything. It's great.
All right. Nacho Libre.
All right. I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'll try it. I love wrestling.
It's really good. You're going to love it.
Okay. Right. I believe you.
Have a good one. Okay. I don't love Jack Black, but I do love me some School of Rock.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I think he can be good. In Muriel's... No, wait. What's the one where Nicole Kidman... And he's the husband who ends up being like a... It's a serious movie.
I don't think I saw that.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
What? And Nicole Kidman?
It's like Paul Thomas Anderson before he married Greta Gerwig. Where Nicole...
Wait, Paul Thomas Anderson is not married to Greta Gerwig.
Well, who's the one married to Greta Gerwig?
I don't think Greta Gerwig is married.
Well, her boyfriend.
I don't know who that is.
Jennifer Jason Leigh's ex-husband who now dates Greta Gerwig. Do you know Joe Duffy?
I don't. I'm sorry.
But Joe Duffy knows everything.
Nicole Kidman's, like, opening presents, and she has anxiety, and she has a son.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's like Margot at the wedding.
I don't think I know what you're talking about. Now I really want to know, though, because it sounds good.
I think it's Margot at the wedding.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God. Hello. Down by Law, Jim Jarmusch.
Yes, good.
Good?
Michelle says That's seal it? Of approval. Yes, good. Yes, good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Oh, my God. Okay. Are you guys still doing favorite movie?
Yep.
Okay.
Noah Baumbach.
This is Amy in Brooklyn. I'm here in my house with my kids. And wait. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through. I'm, like, nervous.
Oh, my God. Just name your movie.
It's okay. You're the last call. So what's your movie?
Oh, my God. Okay. My daughter wants to say her favorite movie. Quick.
Oh,
do it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. We don't have anything for you.
The Little Mermaid.
So we got to make it good.
Frozen.
Crazy. They set up weirdo. Oh, my God. Okay, well, my daughter's 11. She just got turned on to your show, and she loves it.
Wait, let us talk to her for a sec.
Tell her our favorite.
Okay, here she is. She's freaking out. Sorry. Wait, get on. You're on the radio. Come on. Don't bag. Come on. She's hiding behind the door.
Ask her if her favorite movie is Frozen.
Right, you're on speaker. Just talk. Freddie Michelle, you're on speaker. Just talk.
Hi, did you watch Coco?
What's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, call next.
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, My Cousin Vinny. Wait, that's a great movie.
Well, we got to go.
Bye. You're the winner.
She wins. What's her name?
What? Oh, tell them your name, Rox.
Come on, make it quick.
Do it.
We really have to go.
All right, listen.
Roxy,
you win.
You win the free t-shirt. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for a very special episode of Put the Needle on the Record with Billy J.R.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made,
I got it made,
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, cause fooling is all that I'm about. Just fooling with the girlies, yes, I'm busting it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made,
got it made,
got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted.
never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made. I got it made. I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made, I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede, I wanted leg. I didn't beg, I just got laid, my hair was growing too long. So I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got Cascade and when the weather was hot. I got a spot in the shade, I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potato, the alligator souffle. I got it made, I got it made, I got it made, I got it made.
Versus Barney Gumble, Bart Simpson, bar stools, hard tussles, scarred knuckles, Marge loves you, hit a homer, get diplomas, a lead of 40-40 in a coma, it's 50-50, the s*** over, a gold Troy Ave, Urban Plaza licking toasters, Costa Nostra, ups and downs of the high, the ups and downs of the roller coaster, souls of vultures who appropriate and promote the culture, the Beatles singing at the end of the Jungle Book. It's the hunger of the ones who look scruffy. Learn your ABCs, Claire Dunphy. Preparing lunch meats for they munchies. Modern families, family guys, feeling comfy. Fantasizing about that one piece, yeah. The pussy was electric. Two-piece biscuit with the dressing. Playing with them car sharks, misdirection. Gut feeling, heart feeling.